Andy Potter.
It's the first Friday of the month, which means expert Mark Smith will be here with his gardening tips for August. And broadcaster and conservationist Chris Packham will be telling us what's going to be happening in Derbyshire on Hen Harrier Day on Sunday.
Andy Potter, this afternoon from 1 on BBC Radio Derby.
8 minutes from 8, Friday morning, near the weekend, 7th of August, football back tomorrow, sports scenes on air at 2 on Radio Derby. You've got Derby against Bolton, and Burton have got a game at home against Scunthorpe. So looking forward to that. And then sports scene talking, of course, on Monday night from 6 to chew it all over as well. Let's talk about a school that we have discussed before. Something new's happened, and it's a bit of a first. A pretty well-known clothing manufacturer in Alfreton's going to be the first local company in Derbyshire to sponsor an academy school. David Nieper, known for its high-end women's wear line, going to be supporting the Alfreton Grange Arts College, turn it into the Alfreton Academy. And that is where Martin Williams is this morning.
Yes, you may just be able to hear in the background the noise of people who are working here preparing clothes. There are sewing machines going. There are people making adjustments to things. And, well, people are as busy as bees here, as is Christopher Nieper, who's the managing director. Let's talk about this school, Christopher. What's your involvement going to be with it exactly?
Yeah, good morning, Martin. We're going to have quite an involvement in this school, I think. Our main task as academy sponsor is to appoint and manage all the governance of the school. But what we really need to do is to get the standards up so that this becomes one of the best schools in the area.
You're putting money in as well. How much money?
Well, the idea of academisation is we don't have to put any money in. We may choose to put money in, but what we must put in is a lot of our time and our expertise. And really, it's about leadership, this is. It's about sharing ideas, sharing enthusiasm, and really bringing a new beginning to a new school.
But you are putting money in.
We will be. We've already put quite a lot of money in to get this thing started, to get the governance and the governing structure started. But this is about engaging all local employers. It's about a community school. It's about people in the community and career routes for children. And the main thing we can do is to bring all of that together to give opportunities so children have a good beginning for their life ahead.
How much money? Are you able to tell me how much money has gone into it already?
This is optional for us. We can put more and more money in as we can. I think we've probably set aside about $50,000 so far for the school, but I think that can only be a beginning. There's going to be a lot more as we start. But it depends how it develops in the coming years.
What does a clothing manufacturer know about running a school?
It's a very good question. We've been in Derbyshire manufacturing in Britain for 53 years. We're almost one of the last people in Britain manufacturing. It's a very successful business. And the secret of the success is all about people. It's all about people, and it's all about skills and about skills development. I think if we can share some of that expertise, some of those ideas, some of that leadership, and use the teaching ability that's already in the school and teachers that are around to do their job well, we should get a very, very good school here.
Why have you decided to do this? How does it benefit David Nieper?
Well, that's a very good question. The problem we have here is if we've been manufacturing for 53 years and we have a school that's underperforming in the town, it's the only school in the town, it's underperformed, it's been one of the very poorest schools for decades, it's hard to see how we can continue manufacturing in Britain for another 53 years. Now, if we have a really, really outstanding school in the town, that fuels everything. It fuels all the local economy and it fuels all the local jobs. And I would like to see all the future management from this company come locally. This is about developing the leaders of the future.
You touched on just how poorly the school is performing. I mean, it's been in special measures since September 2013, one of the worst performing schools in the UK. Do you think you can turn that around?
I hope so. We'll have to wait and see. But it can't be difficult. You think about what we're doing here, manufacturing clothes. We are one of the last people left in the UK and one of the most successful manufacturers in the UK. If we can share some of that enthusiasm, some of that ideas, some of that spirit, some of that culture, and capture the imagination of the children, it's about inspirational role models. It's about developing people, the leaders of the future.
There you go, Christopher Nieper from David Nieper, explaining how some of the skills and the techniques used in manufacturing clothes and running a business like this can go into running and hopefully turning round a school.
All right, Martin, thank you very much. Martin Williams, it's a fascinating story, that, isn't it? Where do you sit on it? Do you have an instinctive response to that happening? I mean, on the one side, you sort of think, well, you know, great, successful local business like David Nieper doing something for the next generation. You think, you know, they're well placed to know what employers want from people coming through the education system. Then there's or are you maybe on the other side that says, hang on a minute, you know, commercial interests, patronage of schools like the Victorian age, commercial interests running education. Are you comfortable with that? There's a line in the press release about this. It says David Nieper will take the lead in the governance of the school. A business, a company running a school. Is that okay? Is there anything wrong with it? A successful business running a school. Is it a great idea or one you're deeply unsettled by? Get in touch this morning and let me know. I would dearly like to hear from you. If you want to ring or text or tweet, any way you want to get in touch and send me a message this morning. So we spoke to Richard earlier this morning, who saw a ghost plane. Well, he didn't say that. I'm saying it. He saw what he thought was a World War II bomber, ridiculously low. Rosalie, his wife was there as well. They both saw it. No sound. Thought it was going to crash. Really low. And then disappeared. What on earth was going on? Barbara's on the phone. Morning, Barbara.